Shemoth.
Exodus, chapter 36.
And Bezalel, and Aholiab, and every wise-hearted man in whom Yahuwah has given wisdom and understanding to know how to do all work for the service of the Kodesh place shall do according to all that Yahuwah has commanded.
And Moshe called Bezalel and Aholiab and every wise-hearted man in whose heart Yahuwah had given wisdom, everyone whose heart lifted him up to come and do the work. And they received from Moshe all the contribution which the children of Yisrael had brought for the work of the service of making the Kodesh place. But they still brought to him voluntary offerings every morning. So all the craftsmen who were doing all the work of the Kodesh place came, each from the work he was doing. And they spoke to Moshe, saying,
"The people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which Yahuwah commanded us to do."
Then Moshe commanded, and they sent this word throughout the camp, saying,
"Let neither man nor woman do any more work for the contribution of the Kodesh place."
And the people were withheld from bringing, for what they had was enough for all the work to be done, more than enough. Then all the wise-hearted ones among them who worked on the Mishkan made 10 curtains woven of fine linen and blue and purple and scarlet. They made them with keruvim, the work of a skilled workman. The length of each curtain was 28 amah, and the width of each curtain 4 amah, all the curtains having one measure. And he joined 5 curtains, one to another, and the other 5 curtains he joined, one to another. And he made loops of blue on the edge of the end of one curtain on the seam. The same he did on the edge of the end curtain of the second on the seam. 50 loops he made on one curtain, and 50 loops he made on the edge of the curtain on the seam of the second. The loops held one curtain to another. And he made 50 hooks of gold, and joined the curtains to each other with the hooks. And the Mishkan became one. And he made curtains of goat's hair for the tent over the Mishkan. He made 11 curtains. The length of each curtain was 30 amah, and the width of each curtain 4 amah, the 11 curtains having one measure. And he joined 5 curtains by themselves and 6 curtains by themselves. And he made 50 loops on the edge of the end curtain in one, and 50 loops he made on the edge of the curtain joining the second. And he made 50 bronze hooks to join the tent to be one. And he made a covering for the tent of ram skins dyed red, and a covering of fine leather above that. And for the Mishkan, he made boards of acacia wood standing up. The length of each board was 10 amah, and the width of each board an amah and a half. Each board had 2 tenons for binding one to another. So he did to all the boards of the Mishkan. And he made boards for the Mishkan, 20 boards for the south side. And he made 40 sockets of silver to go under the 20 boards, and 2 sockets under each of the boards for its 2 tenons. And for the other side of the Mishkan, for the north side, he made 20 boards. And there 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under the one board, and 2 sockets under the other board. And he made 6 boards for the west side of the Mishkan. And he made 2 boards for the 2 back corners of the Mishkan, and they were double beneath, and similarly, they were complete to the top by one ring. So he did to both of them for the 2 corners. And there were 8 boards, and their silver sockets, 16 sockets, 2 sockets under each of the boards. And he made bars of acacia wood, 5 for the boards on one side of the Mishkan, and 5 bars for the boards on the other side of the Mishkan, and 5 bars for the boards of the Mishkan at the rear, westward. And he made the middle bar to pass through the boards from one end to the other. And he overlaid the boards with gold. And their rings he made of gold, to be holders for the bars, and overlaid the bars with gold. And he made a veil of blue and purple and scarlet, and fine worked linen. It was made with keruvim, the work of a skilled workman. And he made 4 columns of acacia wood for it, and overlaid them with gold, with their hooks of gold. And he cast four sockets of silver for them. And he made a covering for the tent door of blue and purple and scarlet and fine woven linen, made by a weaver. And its five columns with their hooks. And he overlaid their tops and their rings with gold. But their five sockets were of bronze.